From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Changes are afoot for the Catskill Farmers Market. The weekly market will now be operated by the village under the guidance of village trustee Natasha Law. The major change, the market will return to Main Street. Village President Vincent Seely said the market will also have a new name. Seely said, and I quote, "We want the market close to our Main Street shopping district. It will draw more foot traffic. Having it at Dutchman's was a challenge and did not provide the vendors with a sustainable amount of customers," end quote. Law agreed, saying the location has always been an issue. Seely said, and I quote, "We have tried and beat the farmers market concept up for years. It's time to upgrade," end quote. Law's plan would have food vendors set up their tables on the sidewalk and have the farmers in the pocket parks. There will be an opportunity for live music performances as well. Law said the market will open up on Saturdays in mid-June. She said, and I quote, "I'm shooting for 12 to 3 p.m., end quote. Anyone interested in being a vendor can get information by contacting Law at nlaw@villageofcatskill.net. And you can read the full story at hudsonvalley360.com. Morgan McKay is reporting for New York State of Politics. A group of state assembly lawmakers is urging Governor Andrew Cuomo to restore funding to fight Lyme and tick-borne diseases in the state budget plan. In a letter to the governor released January 17th, Assembly Member Dee Dee Barrett calls for at least $1 million in funding to research Lyme and tick-borne diseases to help combat what is regarded as a pandemic. The letter reads, and I quote, "New York is at the epicenter of a growing Lyme disease public health crisis. Your Welcome State of the State initiative to preserve 4,000 acres of trails and parks in the Hudson Valley will not only lead to increased tourism and outdoor activities in the region, it will also result in more exposure to ticks and tick-borne diseases," end quote. New York has the third highest number of confirmed Lyme disease cases in the country. Approximately $1 million was originally earmarked by the state for Lyme and tick-borne disease research last year, but it was not approved in the final budget. In the end, roughly $250,000 was appropriated. A group of 19 assembly members signed on to Barrett's letter. More are expected to do so in the coming days. You can read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Lorna Chirot Littleway is reporting for the Columbia paper on the disagreement between Hillsdale Highway Superintendent Richard Briggs and Town Supervisor Peter Sipkowski. At the board meeting on January 14th, Briggs and Sipkowski had a lengthy exchange about whether it was appropriate for Sipkowski to meet privately with residents who reported issues with the work of highway department employees. Briggs, who noted that the town's red handbook states the highway superintendent is responsible for brush removal, said, and I quote, "I am an elected official," end quote. The disagreement between the two men originated from a Hunt Road resident's complaints about tree cutting. Briggs accused the resident of harassing highway department employees. He further noted the trees in question were cut by New York State Electric and Gas and that the brush in question was being removed from a property next door to the complainant. Briggs said, and I quote, "We don't cut on people's property without their permission," end quote. He also characterized the interactions with the Hunt Road resident as, and I quote, 15 years of conflict," end quote. Sipkowski said a few people have questioned the, and I quote, "town's commitment to the preservation of narrow roads," end quote, and the beauty of the community. Board members Steve Tiger and Robina Ward suggested that complaints against town employees be made in writing. Ward said, and I quote, "I'm concerned if people are harassing highway employees," end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Lauren Stanforth is reporting for the Times Union on how New York's community colleges are grappling with decreased enrollment, some as much as 30% in less than 10 years. The state's 31 community colleges lost an average of 23% of enrolled students between 2010 to 2019, compared with a national average of about 14% between 2010 and 2017, according to data from the State University of New York and the American Association of Community Colleges. The community colleges in the Hudson Valley and Schenectady County have recorded about the same decline as the state overall, both losing about 25% of their students since 2010. Columbia Green Community College in Greenport saw a 29% decrease in enrollment from 2,031 enrolled students in 2010 to 1,447 in 2019. Dutchess County Community College fared better with a loss of 16%, and Ulster County Community College recorded a loss of only 4% during the same period. SUNY Board of Trustees Chairwoman Merrill Tisch said, and I quote, "When I read the initial numbers, they are alarming and they are part of a national trend," end quote. But, she said, noting improvements the state is seeing in 2- and 3-year graduation rates from community college, as well as a slight increase in the number of people who are continuing on to a 4-year SUNY school, and I quote, "I'm starting to see shoots of green," end quote. Tisch said the results of a detailed look at the enrollment downturn will be presented to the SUNY board in the next 2 to 3 months. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.